USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many states are reopening their economies after the pandemic, but in fact, many experts say the pandemic is not over and that coronavirus cases in those states are spiking now and hospital beds are filling quickly. The CDC's Dr. Jay Butler says the economy may need to be shut down again.
If cases begin to go up again, and particularly if they go up dramatically, mitigation efforts such as what were implemented back in March may be needed again.
Americans could be in for more stimulus checks. As Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said today, the Trump administration is seriously considering another round of payments for citizens to help navigate the economic downfall from the pandemic. The son of NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is under arrest, charged with stabbing a neighbor. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton is reportedly ripping President Trump in his upcoming memoir. A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book, and Bolton writes that he was astonished by Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adding, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meanwhile, Bolton argues that House Democrats committed impeachment malpractice when they kept their prosecution focused too narrowly on Trump's Ukraine scandal. Clemson University is removing the name of former vice president and renowned white supremacist John C. Calhoun from its honors college. Calhoun served during John Quincy Adams' administration and strongly defended slavery. The university was also built on Calhoun's plantation. It's been 4 years ago today since the Pulse nightclub shootings in Orlando. 49 people were killed before the gunman died in a shootout with police. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Scotland's Parliament wants to end shipments of tear gas and rubber bullets from the United Kingdom to the United States. Scottish lawmakers voting 52-0 with 11 abstentions yesterday on an amendment calling for a ban on the exports of such items. The vote came as chemical gas and rubber bullets have been used at protests over the police custody death of George Floyd back on Memorial Day. A 75-year-old man seen in a viral video being shoved to the ground by Buffalo police officers last week is now recovering from a brain injury. His lawyer saying that her client is feeling better and undergoing physical therapy. The two officers involved in the incident were suspended and have been charged. Police are searching a Connecticut home of a missing mom, Jennifer Dulos. She's been missing since May of 2019. She once lived at the address with her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, who was charged with her murder but committed suicide earlier this year. According to reports, cops had been at the property previously but without a warrant or cadaver dogs to search the woods behind the home. And SpaceX is planning to send more of its Starlink satellites into orbit tomorrow. The Saturday morning launch will put another 58 of the satellites into space. It's trying to put enough in the orbit around the planet to offer better internet access to most of the Earth. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.